you and your dog. What's your dog's name?
Oh, my dog's name is Ziggy.
Your dog's name is also Ziggy.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ziggy and Ziggy, what is a song that both that describes your relationship? You'd think.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Well, I'm very sorry for you because I feel like that's a song about a man and a dog separating.
Yeah, you know, I have some, you know, command issues with Zig, also Zig.
It's very confusing. Why don't you give your dog a big kiss right now on the air?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Zig, come here.
Aww.
You hear that?
That's cute.
All right, stop kissing.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of kissing. All right, Ziggy and Ziggy, have a great Valentine's Day, and don't do anything I wouldn't do.
I love you, Bucci.
Yeah, I love you
so much.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't say I love Mrs. Bucci.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci, it's Handy and Kate.
Oh, Handy and Kate. Hey.
Yeah.
How you doing? We're meeting all of our friends here on the radio.
We're really getting like the A callers, all these great couples.
Kate, can I hear you, or is Handy keeping you away from the telephone?
Hi, it's me too. I'm making drinks. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
What are you making? Who makes the better drink?
Oh my God, he makes the better drinks. He's the mixologist. I have one drink I make, and it's called the Kate Tail.
What's the Kate?
And it's just a vodka soda with a splash of grapefruit juice.
And Handy, what's yours? Is it?
What's your drink?
Yeah, what's your favorite drink?
Well, I mean, I just made a Manhattan earlier. You know,
ooh,
keeping
elaborate.
It simple, keeping it real.
Yes. Okay. My favorite drink is whiskey stirred with my own finger.
Yeah, you got to use your finger.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
And then I don't drink it. I make it last, baby. So I just dip it in the glass, suck the finger, dip it back into the glass, suck the finger.
It's very embarrassing.
8 hours later, I've drank the whiskey.
The good news is that finger will survive nuclear war. Like,
yes.
That finger will be here long after the human race is gone.
Oh, man. You should see my finger. It's pickled. It's pickled.
Bucci.
I consider that a feature, not a bug, Bucci.
Yeah, that's right. The flaw is the journey is the destination.
That's right.
So what kind of boat are you guys in right now?
That's enough questions.
So, yeah, I wanted to talk to you about this with a lot of detail and a lot of handy-splaining.
Yes.
But yeah, so we got our canoe. We're in the canoe.
I can hear
it. But I just want to make sure you guys know about the currents, because the currents are a big deal. You got to know about the currents.
We don't know about currents.
Yeah. That's true. It's
Tell
been
us
a while.
About the current.
It has been a while since you've seen the shore.
Do we have to look at like a moon?
You got to look at the moon. If you're not looking at the moon, you're doing it wrong.
Oh no.
I love you.
There's a lot of clouds. What do we do?
Well, we'll save you.
Look, we have
good.
To look.
I've got this rope and we can tie it to them and they can pull us to shore.
Okay.
I'm
Handy,
freezing. These
Handy,
furs have holes in them.
We have to move on. Handy and Kate, why don't you give yourself a nice kiss on the air? First time ever.
We're supposed to kiss on the air now, Kate. For the first time ever.
Okay.
It happened. It was real.
Aww.
I used Bucci's finger.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Have a nice one. Me and Mrs. Bucci are air kissing right now.
I think you're just kissing the microphone.
All right. Let's get going. Mrs. Bucci, I have another gift for you. Do you want it?
It's not another fur.
Nope. It's weights.
No, I don't want weights.
Here you go. Get bigger.
No.
No, I've always wanted you to be huge.
So I can paddle more?
Yes. Work out the late. I'm also going to give you my grandfather's Bible, actually. He had a Bible. You know about my grandfather's Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go.
Why is it all crumpled up?
Well, it's I don't care for my grandfather. So what he did, as you can see, he cut out the middle of the Bible.
Uh-huh.
And my grandmother told me, she didn't know about this, my grandmother told me that, she and my grandfather would sit in the evenings reading, and he would read his Bible. And she found out later that he had cut out the Bible and he had put a photo of his other family in there. So he was just reading, looking at his other family the whole time.
Okay, well, we're on this boat. This
right.
Bible's Bucci. Getting wet.
All right.
The furs are all wet.
All right, keep
can
keep
we
paddling.
Go, can we go to shore? This is...
Yes, let's paddle back to shore. And Mrs. Bucci, let's keep keep paddling. Paddle.
I'm paddling. You're going to help, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right. All right, let's kiss.
Enough of that.
Was I close? Was I close enough there? Almost kisses?
Oh, that was my uncle. He wasn't supposed to put his own voice at the tagline of this thing. This is, Mrs. Bucci, I,
Love me?
That's the end of
that
sentence. You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Next time, Mrs. Bucci, happy Valentine's Day. And remember, we love each other. And who listens to Bucci? You do, Ducci. Up next, Billy Jam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you? What are you on, Billy?
Huh?
What are you on? One?
Number one.
All right. Billy Jam with
happy
the
Valentine's
plan.
Day, Bucci. I'm Mrs. Bucci.
Happy Valentine's.
Ain't it funky? It sure is. Happy Valentine's Day. LU Valentine's Day 2025. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Also, happy Valentine's Day to Tom and Julia and everybody on a boat in the river or the sea. Yeah. All right. And today, got a lot going on. Including a special feature of Earl Eats Everything. That's what we're hearing in the background in a loop. We're talking with him on the phone from the 718. Shout out to you if your name is Timmy D or Chris in the Redwoods or you're having a good day with flowers in your hand on your way to see that special somebody. I got a gang of new music for you today, including Sonny Jim from the UK with the producer Grey Matter and the track One Cool Dude right here on FM U.
So that's what you call me, you know? That or his dudeness or duder or, you know, don't dude call me, you know? That or his dudeness or duder or, you know, don't dude. Into the whole brevity thing.
Yo, here'd you get your broly off? That bitch look like you made it in Photoshop. I could've signed a deal, but my phone was off. I got a Fetty on my case that thinks he's Robocop. Tomahawk smoking on the hop. I'm rocking Fear of God in the London Arbor. I pulled a shotgun when I hunt for hug. It's 3600 on the box. He just got bumped on the Oz. It didn't feel right, he thought that something was off. I got this lump in the clump and it's soft. Feel the fiber of my fabric, I'm cut from the cloth. I'm making heads nod like Hodge. I'm rocking camouflage when I'm lounging at the lodge. Lucky sod, had to get out of Dodge. I left my mark like a splodge, but still at odds.
Did you seek any kind of treatment, any kind of psychological help, behavioral help?
Yes, I did. I saw the woman psychiatrist, and she said it was OCD, one cool dude. And she understands the way I think right now, and everything's cool, everything's copacetic, everybody's happy. And I'm happy too, because I'm happy about what I'm gonna do right now. Check it out.
I'm fat looking like the Macho Man. Flipped it like the tortilla at the taco stand. I met the plugs plugging Hakkasan. They just flew in with it from Pakistan. I play the game like Pac-Man. I got the scoop like a fat man, the dapper Dan. I hid 100 grand at my nan's. My word is bond, it's just the man that I am. I could've did it time ago, but that were at the right time, you know. When the time's right, you just know. And now I'm on the run, going psycho. But I was on the run, getting gyro. Collect my check, up the hydro. I look you dead in your eyes, where you die slow.
This one gets he's not saying that, mate. I mentioned a couple of things, yeah. A few brain waves, yeah. Do this, you know what it is, yeah? You've earned it, mate. Because you and your brother, mate, you're straight. You get what I'm saying to you, bro? That's how I built my bridges, mate.
Nothing that ever brought into Africa from the outside was meant to do the Africa any good. Now, if God is kind and God is merciful and God has no stepchildren, he won't choose one over the other. And to say he chose some people, you're making him a bigot. And to say that he endorsed enslavement of one people over the other, you're making him an accessory to murder. The Arabs used Islam to rationalize their slavery and their imperialism. The Europeans used Christianity to rationalize their slavery and imperialism. Who are you kidding about friends in the world? Damn it, if you want a friend, look in the mirror.
I am less than I am in your kingdom, but I am not afraid.
Look in the mirror.
You have devalued my existence and wisdom. Lock me in a cage. You used to call me slave. Now you can catch a fade. I am unafraid.
Damn it, if you want a friend, look in the mirror.
I am less than I am in your kingdom, but I am not afraid.
Look in the mirror.
You have devalued my existence and wisdom. Lock me in a cage. You used to call me slave. Now you can catch a fade. I am unafraid.
They hostile, they Philistines, really means claiming domination over Elohim. The Celestine, intervene, turn fate to a guillotine. The Pope, your hope to smithereens like an amphetamine. Vultures, they divisive culture, they divide and conquer. Technology, they stole from China, fire it from bunkers. 1492, you see the devil is amongst us. In the name of Christianity, they really monsters. What happened to the free and Roman black men? Sculptures, Olmec head in America from back then. Why don't you do a little bit of research on Columbus, little research on the Congo, King Leopold's a fungus. How we gon' build if the devil lives among us? Freedom, equality, we got to move in numbers. No justice, no peace, no justice, no peace. We slumber, we still sleep, the nourishment is weak. Stolen from Africa and is what we eat, the wheat. Bloat your belly, isn't it a treat? Civilize the Greek. Change your diet, now you're eating meat. Kiss teeth. All right, let's greet.
I am less than I am in your kingdom, but I am not afraid. You have devalued my existence and wisdom. Lock me in a cage. You used to call me slave. Now you can catch a fade. I am unafraid.
Unchanged. people have too. Turn on the TV, probably see the bad news. Nobody sticks around, they just pass through. If you're looking for something permanent, you'll need a tattoo. Now is that false or is that true? Could I be one with myself or is that too much of a challenge? Forgive me for seeking balance, but mankind has a history of violence, so I might need a fortress of solitude or a palace. Go ahead and put a little moat around it, something to keep my haters out. They treating me like they want to be hit, man. They trying to take me out of my goddamn element, and I don't buy any of that, so why they selling it? I don't up with anybody like I'm celibate. I'm searching for peace in my heart, and it's a delicate process. It's like searching for the Loch Ness. Best way to start? Listen more and talk less. Everything is optics. Okay, give me a second, let me put that line in context. Even when I dialed it in like a bomb threat, I'm in my mid-30s, still rapping like I got next. How could I not flex? Might work around and kill something. Man, I might up around and will something. Right into fruition. Ladies love the music just on women's intuition. Schooling MCs without giving out tuition. Shouts to Maestro Fresh West, way I'm sticking to my vision. Yo, man, I'm sticking to my vision. Time's done changed, that's why I feel different. Like, damn. I was one way, now I'm not the same.
You could say I'm not the same now.
You could say that I lost my way.
You could say that I lost my way.
I was one way, now I'm not the same.
You could say that I changed.
You could say I changed. You could say I changed. You could say I changed. You could say I changed.
Long time between drops. Hope you don't mind waiting. Wish I could turn back clocks like daylight savings, but nobody's gonna save me. Ish. So I might as well dip like Swiss Chalet gravy. Don't get me confused with all these Johnny come latelys. I'm trying to put up numbers you can count like Basie. You seen them on Bay Street, you seen them on Dundas. They can't walk or stroll through life, they gotta run fast. Stop tripping, yo, just unpack. As a kid, me, I just drank beers and cupped hash. As an adult, I still run that. Don't call it a comeback, I've been here for years. Shouts to all my peers and anybody I featured. Producers who up with me, I hope you know it was deeper than a simple transaction. Beats for cash, and you gave me something that could fuel the passion. Rival MCs want a battle, bring the armies in. I made my girl my wife, but I still sweat her like a cardigan. As for the name Jay Schiltz, you can pardon it. Right now it's just John. I got it going on. And I had more issues than a fucking Comic-Con. Sure as comets have tails, humans have hearts. Steady with the lyrics, every word I write is art. They load in Noah's Ark, they gonna need a spitter. Times change nowadays, summertime is in the winter. When I drop the heat, you know I got 'em beat. I'm steady Freddy, pick one, Flintstone or Van Fleet. Still waters ran deep, so I dove in for a swim. That new John Schiltz, nicer than he ever been, but I'm changed.
I'm changed.
Yes, I'm changed.
I was one way, now I'm not the same.
You could say I'm not the same now.
You could say that I lost my way.
You could say that I lost my way.
I was one way, now I'm not the same.
You could say that I changed.
You could say I changed. You could say I changed. You could say I changed. You could say I changed.
You changed. Shout out going out to Maddie Cannabis and the weed in your pocket, in your pipe, in your bowl, in your blunt, in your Valentine's Day, in your WFMU today. We continue with Wordsworth and Stu Bangers. Embarrassed.
Sitting in the car, eyes filled with rage, gun in his hand, steady thinking how he got played, but not being punked in front of people's how he got raised. A few weeks ago in church, though, he just got saved. Try to change, playing basketball, fouled, had a drastic fall, but got upset the ref ain't catch the call. It ain't sit right with him, clenched his fist tight, felt disrespected, got ejected for a fist fight. Happened in front of the world, it went viral. Player punched in front of his girl, was in the title. Only family was a coach, thought the team loved him. Reading comments, dissing, plus they made a meme of him. Banging the stand wheel, a weapon it appeared concealed. Confused, wasn't clear if the voices that he hear is real. Game over, arguments over the score. Before he opened the door, he spoke to the Lord. through your life a way to prove that you the baddest. Now behind bars is where you the maddest. Not to be embarrassed, doing anything to fake your status, but your money ain't enough to keep your habits. Not to be embarrassed, try to force someone to love you in marriage, get the ring with the 24 carats. Not to be embarrassed, no such thing as a fair fight, take a life with a gun or a knife. Not to be embarrassed, received a picture of her boyfriend cheating. They've been beefing, ain't been speaking since they spoke last week, and sent it to him, said what up with this, pics with another chick. Guess when you stay home from work that day you wasn't sick. Got messier, the girl that he cheated with, she threatened her to beat her up on Facebook Messenger. Better not let me see you. Back and forth, too many texts to read through. Both said, I bet I'm gonna make him leave you. Was obsessed, couldn't let things with the boy in. She let the boy win. He come over, she let the boy in. Always made her avoid men. How boys been confused. She more mad at the girl than the boyfriend. Pouring pictures of liquor, she had a full cup. Vexed from the last text, the address she pulled up. Drove up on the lawn, honking the horn. He was there all along with the other girl, guns was drawn. Threw your life away to prove that you the baddest. Now behind bars where you the maddest. Not to be embarrassed, doing anything to fake your status, but your money ain't enough to keep your habits. Not to be embarrassed, try to force someone to love you in marriage, get the ring with 24 carats. Not to be embarrassed, no such thing as a fair fight, take a life with a gun or a knife. Not to be embarrassed, threw your life away to prove that you the baddest. Now behind bars is where you the maddest. Not to be embarrassed, doing anything to fake your status, but your money ain't enough to keep your habits. Not to be embarrassed, try to force someone to love you in marriage, get the ring with 24 carats. Not to be embarrassed, not to be embarrassed, not to be.
Shout out to Bird, Luke Skywalker in the UK.
Yet, we believe that these and all other races may be reduced to three great classes or divisions. The savage races have always lived in the same ignorance and wretchedness. They are without a past and without a future. Doomed, as races infinitely nobler have been before them, to a rapid and inevitable extinction. Never have they produced one single man whose name is of the slightest importance to the history of our race. History starts when man starts to write.
Black entrepreneur, scared to take chances, out there begging advances, holding up, begging for answers, like begging for cancers. Click it here, take me to Kansas, pray to God, nobody answers, deep like Atlantis, this pet war, talker style, I'm praying mantis, I'm blacker than Black Panthers, I'm Bobby Seale, covered in suck, I'm Black Santa, plus I'm f***ing it up, Musa Mansa, 400 billion bucks, that's backwards, I ain't giving a f***, but that's the answer. L eats everything, what? That's my mantra. And I be twisting it up, she call it tantra. She want it rougher than that, give me the handcuffs. This, that, toxic masculinity, man stuff. I make a crippled man stand up. Black Jesus with a snub nose, hands up. I'm 2,000 LBS and straight out the gate. And school students on these lessons a pound a day. I'm heavy, heavy, boy, these levees about to break. And flood everything within 6 feet. In a lemon head, you think sweet. We're coming under the deep sea. My energy be long gone, big beat. Yo, Terminator, like the valley of cheap beats. It's back, eat you. Can't believe you really eat this crap. 36 times 10, 120 times 3. And in the year of a bus ride, you in LV. Cause you in LV. Yo, what did you tell me? The boss is crazy, y'all sick, been healthy. Work the block, coach shot, what the intel be? You got the pockets, but the sim wealthy. It's been felt me.
Oh, Lord, know yourself, know your work. Know yourself, know your work. Know yourself, know your work.
worth. Know yourself, know your worth, and hang in there. We're living in some crazy times. To put it Valentine'sly. We just heard some music there. We actually heard two in that set. We're going to hear a whole lot more today from Earl Eats Everything. The album dropped on Tuesday. We're going to get him on the phone in about 10 minutes' time, talking about his amazing new album. It's the album pick of the week. And it is Valentine's Day, 2025. So let's continue with a lovely love song. And you don't hear that in hip-hop often. Shout out to everyone tuned in today, including Chili McPagoda, Timmy D, Chris in the Redwoods, and everybody else in the Bay Area, including Richie in the Sco, if he's in there. Also, Luke Skywalker tuned in today from the UK, our man. So anyway, this song is called Harlem. It's a love story. It's by Bronx Slang. And you're hearing it on what radio station? WFM, you know.
Now her family's treating her like a surrogate, 'cause she's Latin and you African American. And you'll be damned, it's like they're always planning family functions, inviting her last boyfriend, that's how her family wants it. But you'll oppose anyone who wants to pose a problem. Ever since that cold night you fell in love in Harlem. And she'll oppose anyone who wants to pose a problem. Ever since that cold night you fell in love in Harlem. Now every time you drop off, they staring out the window. Now Abuela's watching more than the Telemundo. And speaking Spanish, certain words you have to listen for. With that Coca-Cola girl, be careful what you're wishing for. From the start, you was labeled trouble. You're both from the hood. How could you be an interracial couple? It's like a fetish how you cherish when she cracks that smile. Made her forget that last cat, he was cracking vials. He even made her take back them crocodiles. His fancy shoes couldn't make you feel the way you do inside. But every time you intertwine, your brother starts to worry. Now your mother's watching more than just Tyler Perry. How can a black and Latino family get along? The neighbors think you just delivering for Amazon. My father likes to operate around a certain stigma. He don't like the way Puerto Ricans call each other. Like just the other night when he was cooking fish, and he asked if fried chicken was your favorite dish. You think it's stupid just because you don't speak fluent Spanish, that it would ruin any conversation with the parents. It's from the heart, 'cause the hate is always out to get you. Like the cops won't ever stop you, Jose and Hector. But you'll oppose anyone who wants to pose a problem. Ever since that cold night you fell in love in Harlem. Now your family's treating you like a surrogate, 'cause she's Latin and you African American. And you'll be damned, it's like they're always planning family functions, inviting your last girlfriend, that's how your family wants it. But you'll oppose anyone who wants to pose a problem. Ever since that cold night you fell in love in Harlem. And she'll oppose anyone who wants to pose a problem. Ever since that cold night you fell in love at home. Now when opposites attract, the opposition reacts. Based on your racial composition, competition's a fact. Certain situations like you under attack. Like once you go black, there ain't no going back. Facts. There's no quit, you're all grit and close-knit. They mad how you bagged in baggy clothes that don't fit. Holding on tight with a close grip. First you pose for the picture, then you post it. But your sister don't like the fact your girl is Latin. Like what? There ain't no black women living in Manhattan. But no capping, 'cause you're only here to make it happen. Yo, no capping as you clap back at all the clapping. 'Cause you'll oppose anyone who wants to pose a problem. Ever since that cold night you fell in love in Harlem. And she'll oppose anyone who wants to pose a problem. Ever since that cold night you fell in love in Harlem. Ever since that cold night you fell in love in Harlem. Ever since that cold night you fell in love in Harlem. But you'll oppose anyone who wants to pose a problem. Ever since that cold night you fell in love in Harlem. She'll oppose anyone who wants to pose a problem. Ever since that cold night you fell in love in Harlem.
Solid road and 40 belows, feeling like it's 40 below. I see my breath in the car.
cold. Never knowing what direction I'm expected to go. But if I make my exodus tonight, just give my wife my X's and O's. On the sinister interstate, all the exits are closed. So if I'm gonna drive, I'm gonna ride in a Beamer, Benz, Bentley, Lincoln, Lexus, or Rolls. Or Cadillac, Eldorado, with a motto, looking fresh to the toes. Dressed to the nines, the vines is designed to close. Every line is diamond gold, iconic with the chronicles. Hope you chronic lames, no it's not a game. I got hooked on phonics, cause the chronic couldn't cure my chronic pain. I walked through hellfire and never got burnt by demonic flames. And I put that on my mama's name. To get these dollars takes a lot of change. Now the whole entire city knows my name. Check like I'm bombing trains.
I'm a soldier, I live by America. In any warfare I declare, I won't spare ya. Streets have a code I never break, so I dare ya to go against my family. Happily I'll bury ya. Been through gunfire, been through the rain, been through barbed wire, been through the pain. I never gave up, I never gave in. I fought through the struggle, suffered just to win. And innocence lost, heart stripped to nothing. Memories tossed without no discussion. Survival is a must, so I just tuck the Uzi. If you love the bad guy, when I die, it's a movie. I'd love to go back just to ride my bicycle or drive my 85 listening to Nine Nickel. Instead, my eyes swivel every day, it's a test. I just want to make it, but odds ain't so fast.
I don't run when I have to fight. I lose, but not tonight. I pay my dues, whether wrong or right. For everything I love, I give my life. I just might fail until I get it right. And I had a whole lot of sleepless nights. And they say the pain let you know you alive. They say the pain let you know you alive.
Track Pain, Hush, featuring Cadillac Dale and our friend Bobby J from Rockaway. And as I mentioned before, every week on this show in 2025, I will play at least one Homeboy Sandman track. This one, where he teamed up with the UK's talented turntablist, producer, DJ Yoda, Coconut Grove on FM. You know.
House of NIEs made me the fly book bag. Homie, stop lying, talking about how I look bad. Homeboy Sand is a good lad. Almost won the UK chip off putbacks. Strange things are afoot. Take an air, shake a bear trap off of my foot. Talk to me about herbal remedies, I'll adore you. Talk to me about celebrities, I'll ignore you. Come on, stop making me say yawn. It said I'll be on, straight every yawn. If loving you isn't right, then I wanna be wrong. Just off to live a human life, I'm not gonna be long. I kick the L flow. When folks be like good looking, I be like thanks, I know. I serve truth a la mode. Te amo. Dose, pointing out that old E gross. Homeboy saying, filling family with the Holy Ghost. Proud to be your only hope. All that, and a side order, a whole wheat toast. Toast. Nothing like some silly spill. Ill biology, I don't have an Achilles heel. Turmeric and chamomile, valiant on the battlefield, balanced on banana peels. But tell us how you really feel. Okay, I don't think there's a bigger deal. I could be like an armadillo feel or pillow feel, but I'm not at all like Bill O'Neill. Or an equivalent, I'll be here scribbling, oblivious to giving hype. Me and my aces got a couple aces, but I think we're gonna be alright.
ridiculed when he moved out the hood. Put in the work, got himself into a good situation, invested the money like he should. A single man looked like a bachelor, got himself a bachelor's, invested in a house, and then he flipped it like a spatula. Rinse, repeat, and then he upgraded his Acura. Drove it to the store, and then he bought himself a package of fish, which was his favorite dish. Veggies he could steam on the side. Didn't eat out at a restaurant too often. Conscious of his health, a brother loved his life. After dinner, he would get himself together. Didn't have a plan, he was down for whatever. Clothes with no label on them, little Tuscan leather. The ladies gon' trip over you, my brother. Cruising in the new ride, doors open, suicide. Suicide, it's a suicide. Pull up on a chick with a fatty and a switch. He like, hey, little mama, how about you and I? Head over to Joe's Pub, we could put a toast up. Or if you wanna, I know where to get some roast up. I really wanna know your name and get closer. I'm just a humble type of dude, I never boast up. So we found ourselves a place where they play the local rockers and had ourselves a drink. She told me about herself, and you know what else? Her dude doing years in the clink. It should have been a warning sign, but we talked the morning time. Asked her to the crib, and I knew things would fall in line. Things progressing, we would be together all the time. And I would need it, even need it, I was out of line. 1 month turned to two, 2 months turned to four. And everything she did, I'd feel it. She said, I love you, I say, I love you more. Yeah, I really did, but didn't see it. It's her running game, cause everything was crisp. Treated like a lady, she's not a dirty. Wasn't stuck on my end, but gorillas in the mist while watching our every move. Putting money in his commissary, telling her dude about me. I told him where I live and the car that I was driving. Powder blue custom Audi, cause he was finishing his bed. And that shit was real surprising. Supposed to have 5-6 years left. He wanted to peel of that head left. Coming home with shorty, drunk and careless. Walked up to the door juggling keys. Out of the shadows came a dude with a shoddy. The dude with the shoddy pointed the shoddy to his body. Didn't bother nobody, but there's zitten lottie dottie. Dude pushed him in the crib and gave the shoddy to the hottie. Told him where the safe was, this whole thing was straight bug. That's what he get, he didn't recognize the fake love. The fake combo, the fake feelings, fake hug. She put the jammy to his head and then she said,
it's FMU. I thought you knew. The name of the show is called Put the Needle on the Record. We just heard from the brand new album, self-titled, Errol Eats Everything. And on the phone line right now, we've got the man himself. How are you, man? Can you hear me? Errol, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, fantastic. Listen, I want to give you major props for putting out an incredible album. It really is. That's why we're featuring it today as the album pick of the week, playing about 5 or 6 tracks off it. It came out on Tuesday. I only heard of you on Wednesday, and I'm already in love with the album. So tell me a few things.
I appreciate it.
Oh, man, I appreciate you making some great hip-hop music in 2025. So where are you from?
I have roots in many places. I kind of shy away from pinpointing areas. I live in New York.
Okay.
I've been here for quite a while. But I have roots in many places.
Yeah, because you mentioned Brooklyn, but then you shout out different places around the globe in the album, too.
Yeah, I have experiences in all those places that I've shouted out.
I like it.
And more. And so I'm kind of like a nomadic person. Music, I went to where the music brought me, you know?
Yeah. One question off the bat. Who produced the album? Because whoever did an amazing job.
His name is Furious Evans.
Okay.
I met him on one of those journeys that I was telling you about or that I shout out. And I've known him for years. And when we had a moment, we just put it together. But he's an incredible talent. And he's even more mind-blowing live.
Really?
So...
Really.
So that aspect is really going to put things into another gear when we're ready for that.
Yeah. Well, not just the beats are on point, but like the sample choices are just amazing. I mean, it's like reading a book, the whole album. I really love it.
He really has a good ear, and I have the luxury of being able to pick and choose what I think will go with my vibration, you know, what I'm trying to relay and whatnot. But we're kind of like, I don't know if you want to call it a frequency, but we're just really in tune, and I'm lucky enough to be able to, you know, utilize his beats to draw a picture for you guys.
Yeah, I love it. So tell me a little bit about your history, since I know nothing about you until this week. So, like, when did you start making music?
I started making music when I was maybe 14. I put out music with Fat Beats maybe 10 years ago.
Okay.
More than that. And so that's kind of my real start in regard to, like, things being available in stores and whatnot. And, that's the first notable kind of thing for me in regard to, like, a product. And so I've been in kind of, like, a vinyl scene. And then, I would say I started making noise 10 years ago, but music when I was about 14 years old.
Nice. So when you were on Fat Beats, I somehow missed that. Were you recording under the same name?
I was not recording under the same name.
Okay.
I can't tell you what name I was recording under, because I kind of would give things away. But
okay, I got it.
You're gonna have to dig to find that out. Maybe you could tell me the next time we speak.
Okay. I like it. It's a challenge. Because on the video that you put out, I think you put it out earlier today for the title track, I was reading one of the comments where someone said, "Who is this guy? I can't find anything on him. I'm betting he's someone else under an alias." So I guess they were onto something there.
Onto something. Who is he?
Yeah. So what does hip-hop mean to you? Because for me, it keeps me going every damn day. What does it mean to you?
It's a culture. It's a way of life, you know. You live hip hop. There's a point where, to me, it means it's a culture you live within. It's a culture that you live. It's a vibration. It's style. You know, various elements associated with it, whether it be graffiti or DJing. It's just a culture that once you tap into, most people get enamored with, you know?
You can't quit it.
You cannot quit it. Yeah. I've tried to quit it.
Me too. Me too.
And then it called me back and I created this.
Yeah.
You know?
It truly is a masterpiece. And, you know, this time, like next year, everyone will be like, they'll know your name. They'll be, or at the end of the year, you'll be on the best of 2025 list. I know that for sure. So since
you appreciate that.
Of course, since you kind of you touch on some sort of political things and contemporary, you know, happenings in the world, what do you think of what's going on in the USA right now? Any thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's the last stand for white supremacy, really. I feel like there's a birth rate thing angle where there are less births every year, and the ratio in regard to what encompasses America changes.
Mm-hmm.
And that has an immediate impact on those that want to lead. I feel like, Trump galvanized the base that was getting underrepresented due to these, factors. And this was their kind of last stand. So what's going to happen after this? They're going to force a lot of things through. They had a clean sweep in the election. And then I think that it's like a pendulum. It will revert to the mean, and then it will correct itself at some point in time.
Yeah.
I think that this is going to galvanize the liberal base to find proper representation as somebody that resonates with the people. I think that the approach taken by liberals in this last election kind of was flawed, trying to force-feed us a representation. And I don't think that resonated with the people. So I think that things are really good for some people and for liberal folks, it's not really good. And a lot of our rights are being stripped away, and we are being subject to kind of political bullying, and you know, so I can go on forever about this particular subject, you know, but I feel like we get what we ask for. This is what the people mm-hmm. ask for.
Yeah.
Am I in alignment with it? No. But apparently the majority are in alignment with it. And so we have to organize, galvanize our base properly, adjust accordingly, reapproach. And we have to do that relatively quickly. And we have to find somebody who represents us in a way that is significant. Even, you know, it's going to start with local government, really. And then at that point in time, we can, you know, take an approach to get things back a little bit more towards the mean, the center.
Yeah. Do you think that it'll inspire sort of a movement of reactionary art, namely hip-hop, revolutionary rap, like a whole new wave?
Historically, when there is conservative leadership and they're going what would be considered like in a treacherous way and against the ideologies of those that are liberal, there has been an outpour of art that reflects that.
Mm-hmm.
We've had mega political groups come out of conservative leadership and administrations. You know, the same era has led to a lot of politically driven groups and backlash from artists, historically speaking. So the answer would be yes.
Yeah. We'll wait and see, but I think you're absolutely right. So with this album, it's available on all the different platforms and people can go support you. Will you be doing vinyl?
You know, what I'm happy about is a lot of people have been asking about that.
Yeah.
And that is in the works. For those who don't know about vinyl, it takes quite a while to
right.
bring to fruition once you start the process. So I think that we've had such demand that it's like inevitable that we will be doing vinyl. I'm a vinyl fan, so that's where I started in this hip-hop game, and so I think I have to contribute.
Plus instrumental versions of these great tracks.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And we have those.
So tell us, do you have any shows coming up?
So the plan is I'm going to do some pop-ups here and there. I think that for now I want to put art first. I'm not taking the typical approach, but there will be shows. Like, I have a lot of agents reaching out to me, and so I think I'd be a fool not to take advantage of some of those opportunities. So I would tend to say there will be shows, but the plan initially was pop-up shows.
Right. And since your identity is somewhat sort of guarded there, will you be like the late great MF Doom and have a mask when you go on stage?
I would say that's undecided, but if I did, I'd probably put a shiesty or something on. you know, I kind of, it wasn't my intention for people to take it down this Doom Avenue, but everybody seems to be doing it, and so I'm not mad at it. And so I think that there's something to be said for anonymity.
Yeah.
I think that it puts the art first. I'm about putting the art first.
Yeah.
Too much personality in music. You know, people do. I said this before, but people do. I'll type it. When I watch media, I notice that I'm kind of turned off because everybody's just starved for attention, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand it and I get it. But I'm not willing to compromise myself and dye my hair and, you know, like green and do, you know, put it. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah.
And so instead, I use my alter ego, which is what you see in the videos a lot.
So
right?
The album cover is the same folks who did the video that you put out today, right?
No, we have a team.
Actually. Oh, you do? Okay.
We have a team. The video that we did today is not the person who did the album cover. I did the album cover, actually.
Oh, you did? Man,
yeah,
respect.
And
that's really
cool.
And
they inspired everything that you're seeing.
Okay.
They're like, this is dope. You know, the reaction was so good. And then they ran and put, you know, with it. And we put a plan together. And then it kind of, like, evolved to where it's at right now.
Yeah. Well, Errol Eats Everything is the brand new album that's out there. And I want to ask you a couple of two last things before I let you go and we get back to more of this great music by you. And that is, what about the future? What do you see or hope for the future for you?
A project. I'm going to try to do it relatively soon. We decided that the name is going to be called Blame Furious Evans. I'm going to have a few features coming out as well. But as far as projects are concerned, I'm going to have, this is what I do. And so, and then this reaction has been so good that I'd be a fool not to capitalize on it. And so I'm just going to put out music consistently and go from there. And then, do a couple pop-up shows and whatnot. My main focus is just getting a community around what I'm doing, a following in the community around what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then, I'll go from there.
And lastly, you want to do any shout-outs to anybody?
I want to shout-out Fury Sevens. I want to shout-out DJ Eclipse on Sirius XM. I want to shout-out Clarence Joe. He was my favorite MC on Earth. I want to shout out Isaac Sawyer for contributing to their album. I want to shout out, there you go. That's about it for right now.
Yeah.
Rod, what up, Rod?
Yeah, shout out to Isaac Sawyer.
Yeah. Shout out to Isaac Sawyer. He's definitely a creative dude.
So anyway, we're going to continue with the music and the title track if you want to introduce it on WFMU.
What's up, folks? This is Errol Eats Everything on WFMU, and you're listening to my title track, Errol Eats Everything.
All right. Thank you.
Once upon a time, not long ago, I used to know a girl named Lola. The body crazy and the mind is so-so, I still pushed up on her like Ola. My name is Eats, known for blessing beats. I think I got a little something here for ya. But I already had a lady and my moves are kinda shady, so the only thing I got was paranoia. Errol Eats Everything, including your heart. I knew from the start, I told the truth with some editing. Never commit, knew the movements are slick. I kept my options open for what better thing. And when wifey called, wasn't nice at all. I see the name on the phone and I would let it ring. After hitting Lola from the back, a wifey back from the jack, and I would reduce her heat like it was medicine. And once upon a time, not long ago, I met a shorty in the streets of Toronto. Her name was Nikki, she gave up the booty quickly. Why I did what I did, man, I don't know. And even though she looking fly, I ain't really have to try. I don't like it when the pee come easy, though. I'm like it when I smash and I'm grabbing on her. She's doing all the things that please me, yo. Like, use a mouth to catch when I'm coming, girl. You know your juice has got me dumbing. Here come the text, Lola begging for some sex while she's sending me pictures of an onion. Leaving Toronto with these fond memories, I got a couple of chicks that's in London. I don't know what I'ma say when I get to the crib, but before I get there, I think of something. Error eats everything, including your heart. I knew from the start, I told the truth with some editing. Never commit, knew my movements are slick, I kept my options open for a better thing. And when wifey called, wasn't nice at all. I see the name on the phone and I would let it ring. After hitting Lola from the back, a wifey back from the jack, and I would reduce her heat like it was medicine. Error eats everything, including your heart. I knew from the start, I told the truth with some editing. Never commit, knew my movements are slick, I kept my options open for a better thing. And when wifey called, wasn't nice at all. I see the name on the phone and I would let it ring. After hitting Lola from the back, a wifey back from the jack, and I would reduce her heat like it was medicine. Error eats everything.
Hella sick. Errol Eats Everything. Thanks to him for talking to us. And I say we play more of his music. This is Energy on FM. You know.
I don't want to tell you that yet, boy, 'cause I ain't going out like a sucker, no way. Or I don't want to tell you. love out to Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. Do what you want, but just don't get your life took and it's on. We're sending love out from Ajax to Saga. It's where my people at, that's word to my father, it's on. We're sending love to my folks in Sin City. Northern Alice to the strip where it's pretty, it's on. Sending love to my clique in 182. Don't f*** with Andre, that don't mean that I hate you, it's on. I set my eyes on my children, and I tell them I love them. And if they let me, I hug them. And I put no one above them. And I am ready and willing to be a good husband, to try and work on my problems, and do my diligence and solve them. Ready and able to evolve, the problems I will solve. Ready to acknowledge the universe's cause. Now how can I become the man that I can be? No hand to hand, no rolling up, no slanging candy. Energy cannot be destroyed nor created, but energy can change form. The first law of thermodynamics stated, you was here before you're born. So you never say goodbye, no need to say so long. Perpetual like memories that manifest the song. 2021, the universe reclaimed my mom. Forever deeply missing her, it's on but she's gone.
All I wanna tell you, better yet warn. Cause I ain't going out like a sucker, no way. All I wanna tell you, better yet warn. Cause I ain't going out like a sucker,
mama
no
used
way.
Used to be like gentle Jesus, meek and mild. Look upon this little child. Pity me, my simplicity. Mama used to be like gentle Jesus, meek and mild. Look upon this little child. Pity me, my simplicity.
I was told as a baby I would give them problems. See them, they ain't your friend, and you gon' outshine all them. And you gon' change the world, my son, cause that's your calling. But life's a gamble, baby, and we gon' go all in. Your silhouette is Elohim in your face. And life is good to you, so please approach it with grace. And there were only lessons, no, there ain't no mistakes. I'm repping 182, even when in the States. Let me state that I'm the same old dude. See me on the block, I'm like, peace, love, success looks great on you. Help the family, what they gone through. Arrow eats everything, everything is true.
Let us begin at the beginning. Because African people stood alone at the beginning of the world and started humanity.
I turned the pages of a book, it taught me about Kemet. The face of Africa, perfect without a blemish. They called a manna a mini, a men a menace. Asia was an herb before the dynasty ended. Pages of a book, it taught me about the kingdom of Ghana. Advanced civilization, inherit the drama. Indigenous trading, predating, enslaving. Don't you know our history is amazing? You turned a page of a book, it taught me about General Tariq Ibn Ziyad. Brought a campaign to conquer Spain to the altar. They gave his name to the Rock of Gibraltar. They Portugal, they culture. Pages of a book, it taught me about the kingdoms of Congo. Tio, Dembo, and Dango. Okay, shout out to King Mani Kongo, fighting against the slave trade, he's so brave.
Let us not call it civilization. White people have so misused the word civilization until the word has lost its meaning. Let us call it a culture.
I turned the pages of a book and taught me about the 25th dynasty, alluding to the independence of Nubia, breaking from Lucifer, the king, the Kush of Intrudia. The details all up in the minutia. Pages of a book taught me about Hannibal. That's way before becoming a rhyme animal, banging on southern Spain, winning Tunisia. Sicily didn't love him like they love Caesar. Pages of a book, Rome repping Venetia, Rome clapping back, devil is on our back. Bet you didn't know that either. First King Carthage, and now Africans got amnesia. Pages of a book, it taught me. Maroons, retreat into the Blue Mountains, known for coffee. Living life as a slave was too costly. Liberty of the grave is how a boss be.
A way of life, religion, and history that is going to be so rich that mankind will steal from them from then on, will change the world for all time to come. Now when a people are lost from their culture mores, living in another people's country,
are living in a country ruled over by another people, worshiping a God chosen for them by another people, worshiping a God that don't look like them, wearing clothes not of their design, living in a culture that don't belong to them.
Man is taking food away from the world's poorest children. And the United States of America's name is on that. All of these Christian supporters of Trump, their name is on that. Which side would Jesus be on? Mm-hmm. Would he be on Elon's side or on these poor babies that need this care? think about this. The world's richest man is taking food away from the world's poorest children.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City, 91.9 FM, online everywhere, WFMU.org. Mr. Find My Downtown Soul will coming up next. Next week, I'll be doing bonus show as well as this one, which will be Put the Needle on the FemCs Part 4. Thanks for listening. Peace. And also, thanks to Early It's Everything and you.
Tuned to the Downtown Soulville radio program on WFMU. I'm Mr. Finewine. I'll be here for an hour spinning soul 45s that I've lugged in from home. I brought all kinds of stuff tonight. I mean, it's going to be all over the place, I think. Probably do a gospel set at some point because I accidentally brought a bunch of gospel records. But beyond that, it's just going to be a free-for-all.
Bend your knees from side to side and do the camel walk, do the camel walk.
Ready?